The Askcast Productions webcast.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Farewell to the sweetest thing that I ever seen. What could be more noble than him? Misery or the lack thereof in this time of need. Why don't I treat myself to a second helping what they say is? That poor man forget vulnerability like it never happened. Go to Zaha.
Once again for the
AJP is here.
Oh yeah. I think they keep doing that to you right now.
Oh my god. It's so gay.
Gay?
Sure.
Gay or homosexual?
Totally over there, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I'll get up and I'll just turn.
Why did I put David Berkowitz as Jessica? What the fuck was that about?
I don't know. It was only like 5 weeks ago.
Actually, that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
No one can hear what you're saying.
Oh, they
wait,
can
hold
hear.
On. My head isn't up high enough. Yeah, there we go.
I'm the gangster rapper, bitch.
Actually, I'm Tony the gangster
hello?
Hippo.
All right, let's.
So.
Gonna turn this up a little bit, I think. Hello.
Suck on my.
Hey, how you doing?
Suck on my penis. Suck on my penis, penis, penis.
Here's a little deeper.
Oh shit, dude, my bling is not up in his house.
Hizzy? What am I doing
what
talking?
What are you talking about, Shizzy?
No, Hizzy.
I got bling, motherfuckers.
Alright, well, the show seemed to come up really quick in the last few seconds. It was like, took forever for the last half hour, and then like the last 5 minutes is like...
Alright.
Well...
We are here in the...
I'm going to punch you in the throat. Every single time we start the show, you have to do the fucking...
Yeah. Just like every time someone yells out dick, I have to be in my ass.
I don't know what you're saying, but...
Oh, okay.
AGP Live.
All right.
All right.
That doesn't even look like a hat. Looks like you have some sort of deformity.
All right. Speaking of black people...
Yes, are we going to actually get to the speaking of part?
Speaking of black people.
What are you speaking of?
Apparently, it doesn't seem like there's that little of black people.
Why is it? It's like, I don't hear, see you here in the meters.
I mean, AGP, in the...
Yeah, that.
Ready?
Damn it. All right.
Hey, who's that?
What, who'd you...
Yeah.
All right, so apparently 15% of black people...
A boot! Look, where... A boot. What a boot.
Yeah, man. It's nice that you're making fun of your own last name.
Yep, it's a good thing.
It's good. It has a sense of humor.
Shows you have character.
All right.
Also shows you have no self-esteem.
But, anyway...
To this black man...
No, like you... what black man?
I don't know, you're talking about black man.
I was talking about 15% of black people...
Wait, no, that's not right.
15% of the population is black.
In 2050.
Yes. That's what's going to happen.
Right now, it's already at 13%, though.
Oh, wow. They're not really increasing that much.
Yeah.
You would think that the black people would be fucking girls more than the white people.
Why would you think that?
Georgie, have you seen... Look at that. Did you realize the colors? What the colors stand for? Farleys and Jewish Nazis. Let's take that off the line.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow, Jewish Nazis take up 4%? Those self-deprecating fools?
Yeah.
They only take up 0.02% of the population, but somehow they take up 4%.
In 2050. Now they're on
they're going to take over.
Yeah, there's a steep incline of Jewish Nazis.
And Farleys. What the fuck? Child molesters?
Yeah.
Wow. They're really going to pick up, I'd say. Holy shit, they went from 1 to fucking 6% of the entire population.
I know. It's holy, crazy.
Holy shit. It's going to be like at least 1 million people. No, wait. It's going to be at least 24 million people. 18 million.
Man, they're going to be putting it. They're going to need to be like building new prisons and everything.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a
more
lot.
More vans.
A lot of child molesters.
There's going to be a lot of van sales, I gotta tell
you. There's going to be. So Ford better get on to make it a little bit more vans.
I think Farley uses Chevys. I think the Chevy ones are there.
Oh, he uses ones. Chevys. Well, Ford better step up competition.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
It seems so bright, like...
Yeah, that screen is like...
Especially with these fucking glasses, there's like... Like smog.
Yeah.
Just smug on there.
Yeah, that's just how it is with all the glasses. They always get like that. Especially
it hurts my eyes.
Oh. It's like, all right, OG, take your fucking glasses off. Oh, all right, don't.
Now I'm intelligent.
Put them back on. Put them back on. Oh, oh my God, I don't want to see that.
Oh, all right, yeah, nigga. Oh shit. Ah, now we gotta edit that out. Damn it. Fucking juice.
Oh no, you goddamn face.
I mean, no, fucking crackers, albino niggas.
Oh.
poor old albino.
Your streams are depressed. They're like shutting down the
channel
right now.
they're just like.
There's like a counter, 3, 2, 1, and then they're gonna press the
Jew button.
They send a nuclear bomb for some reason. I don't know what
that is. Like, they have to have like a key and a sequence to so the key yeah. can be open the fucking bots.
They have a secret room. They have a secret. They have a special room inside the Ustream headquarters just for our webcast, just waiting. They're like, one more thing.
All right. Anyway, so Brittany Haynes.
And
whoa!
What was that?
Gave it away. What was that? Oh,
it's all over now. Might as well just give up on life.
It was a black man.
Huh.
All right, Chicago picks first Jewish.
Yeah, this is the same guy.
Just pick out a Jew. Just like, we're gonna pick
Chicago.
A Jew.
Chicago nominated a Jew just for the sake of, you know, they wanted to make him feel better about himself.
Yes.
No, but he was actually the
gangsta hippo.
Yeah, actually, we didn't even explain what was actually happening. We just said Chicago picked the Jew, and that's it. We're just gonna
he's a Jew. He's a Jew now.
Yeah, it's a mayor.
The mayor is the Jew.
Yeah, the mayor is a Jew. Yeah.
So now no Nazis are ever gonna be in Chicago anymore.
I think there'll still be a lot of Nazis in Chicago.
No, the Jewish mayor. That's just like being a Jewish mayor is just. Waiting for you to be assassinated.
They're using their like secret. The KKK is gonna like have their secret.
Georgie, the
assassins.
The KKK is being.
Wind
down.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. The Nazis are being wind down too. They've been wind down over centuries.
I know, but they're switching over to IKA.
Centuries, I said. They've been around for one century, but for centuries they've been declining.
The KKK members are going over to the IKA.
Oh, that's good.
Which is weird. Why would they make another clan? I don't know. But
I don't know.
Maybe they're just like, you know what? Let's just start new.
Maybe it's just against black people, instead of
I'm taking off my bling.
Because the Ku Klux Klan went against like, I think everybody, didn't they? Oh wait, everyone, maybe I'm thinking of the Nazi skinheads. Whatever. Does it really matter which racist group I'm talking about?
Look at this. Look at this. My bling's tangled up in my headphones.
Ah, Brian's bling. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Alright. I think I'm Jewish now.
He left. Oh, we're talking to no one.
He's like, you know, I hate them talking about the clan.
Yeah, he's a Canadian Jew.
I fucking hate Canadians so much, dude.
Why?
Especially the fucking Canadian one. The Canadian one's named Manny. Manny.
What?
Nothing. If you ever watches this. Ha, in your face, you fucking nigger.
But he will never watch this because we don't.
He's a Spanish.
We only want to attract your best friends.
But that's Beastman's one of Beastman's friends. So. Well, and he might hear that and he'll be like, oh, wow, I better tell him. And then I'll be like, wow, I hope that he tells him that because he's a fucking Jewish Nazi.
All right.
That was loud. But they didn't hear that, though.
No, they didn't hear any increased time. All right. Let's get to some stories before we...
We just went through two stories. Shit. I almost shit my pants.
Holy shit. Well, yeah, we did go through two stories, didn't we?
Yeah. This show's gonna go... It's already 8:15. All right.
We've been talking, bitch!
No.
We've been talking!
Time to make this serious.
Serious time.
Wait, I'm not Tony the Gangsta Hippo anymore.
No, you're just regular Brian.
No. It sucked not being Tony the Gangsta Hippo.
Yep.
I'm in. All right.
Regular boring Brian.
All right. How the hell do you... Clyde Bankman?
Clyde Bankman?
Yeah. Clyde Bankman cuts boy's penis.
Yeah, Clyde Bank.
All right. Clyde Bankman.
It's from it should be, Scotland or Britain?
It seems like it should be...
Ireland?
Clyde Black.
Clyde Black?
Clyde Black, man.
Okay.
Man, like... Clyde Bankman. Like, that just...
It
just
Clyde Bankman? Like it. Yeah. Well, it's actually just a guy from Clyde Bank.
Anyway, so yeah, this guy cut a little kid's dick. We always manage to cut your dick.
Somehow, everything comes away hurting the dick. We never have a story about enlightening the dick and erecting the dick. No, it's just always about chopping the dick apart.
Oh, you know what? You want to see another one?
No.
Oh. Okay. This one's even better. Look, a black screen. You like that black screen?
That's a good one. I like that one.
I like black screens too. This one was a weird one. This one was for a story that I didn't really feel like putting up.
Ah, that's sad. It's like a broken penis. Like just like a broken heart. Yeah. Oh, it's just so sad. It's crushed by the... You're not getting any sex tonight.
Oh. Well, the bottom half would. The top half would just be sitting there.
All right. So what was the point of this story?
Apparently, he cut off a guy's penis. Oh, wait. The toddler, he took the action after accidentally kicking the boy with while playing with a football at a house in... February of 2008. The toddler needed 11 stitches to repair the damage he caused, but had since made a satisfactory recovery.
From 2008?
Yeah.
Alright, so why are they reporting on it now? They get found guilty or something? Oh, he was just sentenced, right?
Alright, yeah, he cut a child's genitals with a broken Supermart loyalty card in a bungled attempt to reduce swelling. And he's been sentenced to 11 months
probation. So he kicked the kid in the dick, basically.
Yeah.
And the dick started to swell.
Yeah, and so, then he cut it open
with a
to stop the...
Wow. You know, that's...
That's what the hospital does, too.
I know.
Well, it's like if your arms are swollen, they cut it to cut them open.
Yeah.
To, like, relieve the pressure.
yeah.
But when you want to come, the pressure's good. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, there's no sound. Damn it. Nye, 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 nye. Still no sound. Oh, that's... You know why? This is...
That's not going, bitch.
Oh, still not going.
Whatever. I'm just gonna go kill myself.
Oh, this is weird. This whole thing's not working. Let me turn it off.
Okay. All right, talk about the hundreds of birds having sex with a Jew.
All right, let's not talk about that. Right. I said I didn't want to talk about it. Now you're going to talk about it?
Okay. No, I want you to talk about it.
Okay, good. Shopper's cool. Anyway, once again, this is like the fucking third or... What is this? The fourth week in a row now that there's yet another story about cockfighting.
Oh.
And it turns out that...
there's a video there, too.
Yeah, there is a video here, but I'm not going to play it, so fuck you. Mm. It'd probably just be some reporter. But anyway, more than 400 birds had to be put to sleep you know, murdered. Because when they found them in some huge international cockfighting ring.
How do you do a big international cockfighting ring?
I don't know. I guess they're on the internet or something, talking to each other, like they're doing tournaments or something.
It's like you go on game battles, and there's like a section for cockfighting.
El Bird Matador. I don't know what the fuck. El Sparrow. I don't know.
Jack Sparrow.
Here is Jack Sparrow and Johnny Fluffy Depp. With feather pants.
Fluffy with feather pants? That's gay.
Slightly.
Wow. What the hell does that have to do with this? It's a fucking cockfight.
Man, that poor guy gets attacked all the time.
He always manages to make the same face.
Yeah, he's just a scary looking dude. But anyway.
What the fuck's wrong?
They arrested like 22 people, I think it was.
Yeah.
I'm just making that number up. But,
that's not good.
Look, there goes a picture of... You can't see it. That's the picture.
Oh, I thought that was a dick for a minute.
Those knives. Remember I was telling you about the knives that they put on the legs? Those are the little knives.
Why?
They're just like little ewes that I guess they just hook onto the chicken legs so they can kill the other chicken with them.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really into it, apparently. This is the fourth week in a row. We had another fucking story about a cockfighting. I just type in cock. And there it is. Along with a whole bunch of line of gay porno, but...
I like cocking my ass.
All right, so it doesn't say. Seven people were arrested over the weekend, three for owning birds that trained, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever. Trained for porno?
I read another story that said...
Gay rooster porno?
20-something people that got arrested in total from that thing.
Oh, that sucks, dick. Actually, you know what? They deserved it because they're fucking gay. And also Jewish.
Oh, well, this isn't working.
All right, well, here's the thing. Now, I was...
Hold on, let me see if these work.
No, you're all angry now.
Those work. These don't.
Yeah. Are you sure you got it stuck in the right vagina?
Yeah, it's...
What if it wasn't even plugged in? Someone plugged in, like...
Oh, this is why.
No.
This is why. Hold on. There we go. This one just turns us off.
All right. What the hell? All right. So, there's this kid that I sit next to in science. No. I would not want to do that.
You know he gives you a boner, the way he looks at you, that sparkly twinkle in his eyes. Yeah. The way he's masturbating.
He's
he's got his feet up on the desk.
You know, a girl fingers herself like that.
Oh.
Yeah, she's just like always rubbing on her veg. Then she's like... All right. Anyway, so he's
going. Like, oh, all
right. He sits next to me, science class, and he was like saying something like he's like, I forgot what the movie was, but he was watching a movie, and I think it was like Mole Rats or something, and he said that like some guy said like, I forgot the guy's name, of course. I forgot everything about the story. But he said, oh, yeah, your son Billy or whatever over here is an electro genius. He won the science fair by turning his mom's vibrator into a CD player. That was supposed to be funny, George.
Oh. Huh.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
What was the joke, though?
That's supposed to be funny, that he turned his mom's vibrator into a CD player.
Yeah, I get it, but what was I supposed to do, crack up like, All right.
And then you, like, hit me in the fucking face with a dildo. Go watch Jersey Shore.
All right.
There was this computer.
Wait, don't tell them to do that.
Go watch us.
All right. I guess if you are listening to this, then you were watching us.
All right.
you know Riley Armadillo. Well, he was sitting there. Oh shit, my dick's
on. Where?
I was on Xbox Live with him. And oh shit!
Whoa! What was that? I don't know what that was.
Why do we always act like that? And we were on Xbox Live, and sometimes you could hear what people are doing in the background.
Oh no! Like, this doesn't sound good.
through the mic. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go take a shit. So he's taking a shit, and you hear a buzzing sound. And he says that he's fucking shaving his dick with one of those, like, oh, like those electric beard trimmer things.
Yeah.
That was so fucking funny. Because, like, he said that he was doing it. And, like, you know, normally you don't believe that. But then in the background, you can hear... And the thing that makes it so funny is that you can just imagine him, like...
Trying to, like... Alright, gotta get under here. Holding his balls to the side.
And then dropping him and then cutting him.
Oh.
That sucks, man. Oh. What if, like, one of your ball hairs gets fucking cut in there and then...
He had a knife? What the hell was he cutting his balls with? I mean, shaving his balls with.
Wait.
How would he cut himself?
Damien Lovato did it. That's speaking of Damien Lovato!
Oh, yeah, this bullshit story. Yeah.
Drinking and alcohol.
Drinking and alcohol? Get all fucked up.
Swings on a junkie! Fuck right in the ass. Swings on a junkie! Swings on a junkie! Alright, anyway.
So yeah, the last episode I had to cut that out because it was...
Alright. It was like... You mean like her... She's like a Jake break. She needs a Jake... She's going so fast that she needs a Jake break to slow her down.
The story, just somebody made up. They're like, hey, guess what? There all right, rumors.
Apparently she was caught drinking and fucking...
Hey, wait a second. We didn't do the Disney Corner song.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Should we head into Disney Corner?
Yes.
I mean, this is going to be an adventure, I'm sure.
No, it's not. We got like two stories.
Yeah, no, but it's going to be an adventure.
Is Justin Bieber a Disney star? No, he's not.
No.
All right, good.
I didn't want him to be part of that.
When you see a Disney star, makes you horny, big and hard, don't you wish you could fuck them all? This is Disney Corner.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's another thing that's becoming not even said anymore. Just
yes. I'm gonna sit right here.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna put these glasses back on. No, you have to be Tony the Gangsta Hippo. To do that. All right. So according to my calculations,
this lady,
if you stick my dick in your ass at the right angle, you'll shit in my mouth. Remember, I just kept saying that.
It was like ridiculous.
Go watch The Troop Sucks on Daily Motion. And they marked episode 12 as explicit.
Yeah, they always do. So fuck them.
We only uploaded episode 12 once.
Daily Motion sucks.
Yeah, that's why we never upload AGP Live or any of those. We're not going to waste our bandwidth on that.
It's worthless. All right, so can we get into this bitch?
Get into a
German.
Yeah,
all
right, what was this story? No,
alright. yeah, apparently she was caught drinking and doing something else.
Yeah, with somebody.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. What the fuck happened there?
No.
Did you kick it?
No.
That's crooked.
Alright. So yeah. So she was doing that. That's really it. That was the entirety of the story. It was just like there was rumors that she was doing this.
And then there's another news story that said that she wasn't. That she denied it. But you know, when they deny it, then that's
well,
like,
true. What was she supposed to say? Ah, yeah, I was fucking getting wasted. Which, why would she not be allowed to say that?
Because she's a Disney star.
Because she's a Disney star.
See, this is why these things are good. Because
Yes.
When you need to fix your dick.
And you still want to babble about nothing. And then you have...
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
You have the opportunity. Just all right.
Selena Gomez porn.
Selena Gomez porn. What the
fuck? I wish. At least not for a couple of years.
Never.
What about Miley Cyrus?
Never.
Maybe.
No. Never. Yeah.
I'm surprised Lindsay Lohan hasn't made porn out yet.
Because, Brian, they're controlled. They're not going to do it.
Georgie, but you could go online and see her nipples.
Cannot see her nipples.
Yeah, Georgie, go look it up.
All right.
I've seen her nipples before.
All right.
They're really pink and, like, big. I don't know. All
right. Can we just... What are we talking about?
Selena Gomez porn.
Yeah, that's okay, so...
Apparently she went to fucking giraffe.
Brian doesn't explain stories very well. That's it. Basically, she was in Japan. And this is just Brian's favorite picture. Pair of pictures.
Mm.
Brian enjoys
African-Americans.
Sequential pictures of young women. Walking in high heels. Short skirts.
Well, yeah, she was in Japan, and this was her new sexy style. Which you can almost see her veg.
There's just no time.
I want to fuck your mom in the asshole. Yes,
yes. I want to suck on your penis. Suck on your penis. I want to suck on your penis.
Brian, what? We're on air.
Are we ever going to accept Skype calls?
Nah, fuck them. There's nobody here.
But, yeah, but what if there's someone on Skype?
Maybe.
Want me to go on Skype?
Baby.
Maybe, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, go on it anyway. Just have the whole thing shut down. And, whatever. Just shut down all the use. Just have it fall apart. Nah, it's all
right. Oh, yeah, Riley's on. Riley's on.
All right, well, when he calls...
We're taking Skype calls.
Ah, look at that sexy little beast in the
corner. Now, only if that thing blinked.
Blink?
Call now. Bang, blink.
Oh, that would be cool, yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately, making a GIF of the transparent background. Impossible. Alright. So,
here at Disney Corner.
Oh, yes we are.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. What about it?
Natural progression. We go through the three girls, in bed. And then we talk to you about the situation. If you want to call. Okay.
You can call
so,
us now.
I was going through pictures.
Yes.
Recently. I wasn't looking them up or anything. I just happened to come across them. And I noticed...
That you're gay?
Miley, was getting...
We're going to have to turn these up whenever, if he calls. If someone calls.
Oh. Oh, yeah. And then you got to move the headphones.
Oh, yeah. So I wonder
if little,
staring at this,
thicker face.
Oh. Still in fucking Dacker Corner.
Alright, now see this? Alright, actually, we should have got a picture to compare, but I did a comparison myself. And it's... When you see the other picture, you can definitely see the difference. But the cheeks, the bottom of the jaw... See, let's examine. The bottom of the jaw is getting a little bit of fatty
discharge.
Tissue. Discharge? That'd be fucking disgusting. Just that fat falling under your fucking cheeks. But now, it's a little lumpy fat there. A little bit. Not much. Not much. But you'll see the positives of this potential weight gain in our next photo.
Now here's our next photo.
And I think you know what the positives are.
And if you don't, you're a fucking dumbass.
Yes, you are looking at the wrong thing. But, nonetheless, here you can definitely tell there is something going on. Probably because I would imagine, like we were talking about before the show, probably something to do with her dad, and their mom and their divorce and him bitching and stuff like that.
No internet connection. Oh, it still says that we have internet connection.
That's
here.
Strange. So I'm going to load a Google page.
Oh, fine. But anyway, her tits are nice. I like them this way. Now, if I could suck on them, that'd be nice. But stick my dick in between them.
What are you talking about? When I'm trying to check Google, see the internet working. All of a sudden, I hear you talking about dicks and tits.
Because I want to do it.
All right, so now come to the upside.
Come to Papa.
But come to Papa.
All right. Come to Papa.
What if it gets out of control?
What if she?
Right.
What if? Too bad nobody saw that. No, let's do it again.
Get out of here. Now.
She has nice tits.
But what if it gets out of control, Brian?
Well, then we're Jewish.
What if it gets out of control?
Well, then
what if
she
her dad beats the shit out of her and then she gets like 350 pounds?
Well, then no one would like her anymore.
It's true. It's going to be a sad day.
Yep.
But what if she becomes anorexic, goes the other way?
Oh, then her boobs are going to get really... She's like, Lindsay.
Walking around like a fucking...
Nigger.
Crackhead. So, yeah, what if she starts doing, like, drugs and then she gets, like, Lindsay Lohan looking?
That would suck.
Depression has its way of fucking things up.
Jerking off?
No, fucking things up. That's what I said.
Oh, all right.
All right, so... We are still taking Skype calls if anybody comes into our room.
Ha 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 ha.
Hey, if you want to check us out.
We're fucking hot, aren't we? Aren't we?
Alright.
Alright, we're no longer accepting Skype calls.
Alright, that's it. Fuck you. Alright. No, but
Alright.
Alright, so. What about the other bullshit story? Is there anything left in Disney Corner?
No.
All right.
Short Disney Corner.
I'm not going to play this song.
Play it. We have to play it.
We can't.
We have to play it. It's not a good
outro. No, all right.
It's not a good outro.
See a Disney star makes you horny, big and hard. Don't you wish you could fuck them all? This is Disney Corner. Alright, enough of that. Alright. I thought this was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Yesterday I took a dump in a toilet.
Really?
Yeah, usually I go outside and take a dump on, you know, some kind of, you know, fallen bird's nest, whatever. I take, you know, gopher's hole, whatever. I took a shit in the toilet yesterday.
There's two gophers, like, fucking around with each other outside.
Oh.
Yeah, they were, like, running around and, like, fingering each other.
Oh.
Yeah, I could have made a bestiality porn there. Actually, it wouldn't be bestiality porn because it's two animals fucking.
Yeah.
But the fact that they know how to finger themselves.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
They're really thinking, those gophers.
All right, let's go.
No, but what about, the interesting story I found, though, was about in India...
There's Jews?
There's only a few.
Wow.
No, but there's... Some 12-year-old kid... Was born without...
a big cock on his forehead?
That'd be something. It's like those mice with the ears, except they got a big cock.
Oh, wait, like South Park, remember that?
Yes. All right. Now, I like how we get off topic every single time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I put it up here, because I'm going to wind up coming up here.
All right. Anyway, there was a kid.
I think it's something, like, big.
We all know that's not the case.
Yeah, 7 inches is good. All right.
All right.
Yep.
All right. What if you just grew up with a gigantic cock, but you always thought it was small? Like, so you always, like, it's just...
I tell everyone that it's small, but it's actually like 3 feet long.
I just want to let you know before we get into bed, I don't have a very big one. And she's like, it's fucking hits her face.
It pokes her eye. It hits her so hard that it gives her a black eye.
Anyway, there was a kid born in India, 12-year-old kid born without an asshole opening. He had, like, you know, like a rectum, like the tube, like the colon that actually, you know, whatever.
Jerks off. Yep.
But there was no opening for it. So when he was a baby, the doctors just took, like, a tube into his stomach
And shit in it?
Yeah, and they shit right in it. They shit right in his mouth just to see if it worked. And he eventually did, and it eventually came out the other end of the... No, but really, they put it into his stomach, and that tube went directly... I don't know how that worked, but I guess it was... Maybe there's some sort of pump or something like that, but... It, anyway, it came out.
Just a pump. It's like it's the roll running gas pump that goes into a hole.
I mean, like some sort of...
And fucking whatever. Goes up into his ass.
Anyway... The point was that there was a tube that came out, yeah, somewhere. I don't know where, but I guess by his ass. I don't know. But they reconstructed his asshole.
Yeah.
So they opened up the thing. They went in there, and they made a full hole? Asshole opening for him.
So it's kind of like a vagina.
No. Not every hole is a vagina, Brian.
Why do vaginas have two holes?
Vaginas only have one hole.
No, they have two holes.
No, I have one.
No, say they have two holes. So you're just like... actually, it's this. You put two in the vagina.
The vagina? Why the hell did you say it like that? The vagina. The vagina.
I was trying to wipe my eyes because I'm crying.
Oh.
Because... my parents hang dildos from the roof and one fell down and bowed me. And it made me a vagina on my face. Sad. Imagine if it was a boiling dildo.
Oh, wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Boiling dildo. Like a boiling dildo. Like it's an iron dildo and it's really hot and it goes right through you.
Yeah. Straight out your ass.
What if you had a fever and your dick burned through a girl's vagina?
Oh.
Like it burned through the asshole and went into the vagina.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Oh, the reconstruction of an asshole.
Yes. So...
Boiling dildo.
That's it. That was really it. There's also something else I wanted to talk about.
Dick?
No, we already did that.
Oh, there's a computer. And, I don't know, it was like some processor or some shit. And it was like so fast that it could upload like all, like the entire contents of like that like continental... No, the Congress Library thing in Washington, D.C. in 5 seconds.
What?
In five seconds? Yeah.
How the fuck does it
It was
do
on,
that?
Like, National History Channel, I think it was. One of their Modern Marvels things. But that's fucking crazy, huh?
Especially since that's from a few years ago, too.
Yeah.
It's from at least 2 years ago.
But they don't make it anymore?
No, just a few.
It's like one of those Disney Channel shows.
See that on forever.
I mean, the Nickelodeon shows?
Yeah, that they don't make anymore, they just keep airing.
No, that they make one, like, every once in a while, and then they...
Oh, yeah, probably is like that. So, hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, Justin Bieber.
What about him?
Sucks.
Okay.
Justin Bieber, over the last
week... No, just leave it at it sucks.
Over the last week... I don't know why, because he's a fucking dumbass. And,
I'm gonna delete this slow.
Why? Because there's two dicks about to penetrate a hole. And true. It kind of rhymes. A lull hole?
Yes.
Kind of rhymes with it.
Yeah, that makes it
a hole.
Reasonable to mention. Okay.
Alright. My eyes hurt now.
My stomach still hurts. Alright, just go. What are you saying?
Justin Bieber, because he's a fucking dumbass. Cut his hair.
Yeah.
And now he's a fag.
Well, he was always one.
He was always a fag, but now he's even a bigger fag.
God, that guy in the corner is ugly. No. But that middleman, oh yeah.
Girls still say that he's cute.
They're always going to say it because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking to myself. I was like, that guy was like...
And he looks like a girl for some reason. That's really attractive for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I like people that are so weak that they look like a girl.
What if he's really tough?
He's not really tough. You can tell by the way he looks.
By the way he looks.
I can tell by the way he looks.
I can tell by the way he looks.
All right. You know, I'm taking these glasses.
Yeah, take those off.
Hold on. Hold on. I got to do my awesome intro.
Oops, sorry, went the wrong way.
Damn Mira. You go this way.
The damn Mira.
And then you have to go. Oh, wait. I did it right that time. When I was trying to do it wrong, I did it right. All right, so this is the stupid kid.
And,
well, this is the stupid kid.
And, I'm sick of seeing him. I see him at every any entertainment show. You can't even sit down and enjoy it because this kid comes up every 5 minutes. It's like some other way of working in it, like, oh, there's a new movie starring Nicolas Cage. And guess who Nicolas Cage was hanging out with this weekend? Justin Bieber!
Justin Bieber!
Justin Bieber! And, I can't hear Ryan Seacrest talk about Justin Bieber anymore.
Alright, anyway.
Two girls talking about each other.
Apparently he's giving, like,
locks
of his hair to charity.
Pubic hair?
he's
in the bathroom on Xbox talking to some fag. He's like,
the fag's me.
Now it makes sense.
Okay.
So nice to me.
I know.
Let me squeeze your tits.
Okay. Well, people don't worry anything, okay? We just keep talking over each
Yeah, we just kept going.
Oh shit, on my dick.
Alright. Alright, like I said,
it goes on forever, it's still going.
That's like our toilet, it just keeps going.
Okay.
Now, what I always wonder is that when you're doing anal, what if
what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you bringing this up?
Because I'm always amazed that people... Thomas came on, apparently. I'm amazed that people don't...
Alright.
Anyway.
What are you
saying? That... I don't know what to say
anymore. AJ?
That, when you're doing anal, that a girl's gonna shit on your dick. Like, that's had to happen, where you're just like, oh yeah!
I'm sure it's happened.
Or she queefs or something. Like, while you're fucking her.
What would that have to do with anything?
What?
That wouldn't make a difference.
Well, yeah, it'd be like, we need some fish away, which is actually just suntan lotion.
Alright.
Oh, this is a happy person. Anyway, yeah. So what I was thinking, maybe, that I'm Jewish.
Wait, that's what you got out of that?
No, but, she just shits on his dick, wouldn't that be crazy if, she shit on your dick?
Oh, Jesus.
But wouldn't they have to, wouldn't there be shit still in the intestines when you fuck her?
Yes. Kind of, yeah.
So, wouldn't you get... Hello. Wouldn't you get, dick? Wouldn't you get, shit on your dick?
Yeah.
But what if she gave you a BJ afterwards? Then she would taste her own shit?
She would taste an asshole. That's what she would taste.
What you if there was, lumps of shit, corn on there?
Oh, Jesus. This is just evolving.
What if a piece of corn got stuck in your pee hole?
Alright. Well, I guess it's time to move to a new
But I was reading on... I was looking up Fun Advice on funadvice.com.
Funadvice.com?
Yeah, Fun Advice. You could look up how to finger people and give BJs and everything.
Can you look up normal advice?
No.
Oh.
Look at this guy. Cheng Yunjian just sent me two fucking messages.
Oh, that's like this. What is it? What did he say? What email address is that?
I don't know.
It just says Chen going up.
Yeah, because there was a Chen that emailed Ask Gas Productions. And he was, I think it's just a spam. So yeah, I have a business proposal for you.
It says, Dear friend, it is understandable that you might be apprehensive because you do not know me, but I have a dildo business proposal of mutual interest to share with you. All right.
What do you really say?
He just said that he has a business proposal for me.
I wonder what he's doing.
He's like, scam? Okay.
Scam. All right.
Scam in Japan movie. Anyway, so I was looking that up, and this guy was doing anal with his girlfriend, and she shit on his dick.
You were looking that up, like, it was on Fun Advice?
Yeah, on Fun Advice. I was looking up, like, how to finger a girl. And
you mean you just happened to come across that?
Well, I was looking up, before I was looking up what the G-spot was.
Yeah, and then you were like, maybe I should look up, like, how to do a dead person. Like, digging them up out of the grave so I can do them.
Well, there'd probably be dirt in their vagina. Yes, we can. Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Cannot hear you.
No, but we can see what you're saying. Anyway.
What?
All right. And I was looking up, and he said that he was fucking her, and he could feel, like, something warm in her ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then he pulled out, and
there's
shit all over his fucking dick.
Shit on his dick.
There's shit all over his dick.
Yeah.
That guy's probably like...
Maybe we should tell him that we're accepting Skype calls.
Oh.
Oh, all right, let's not tell him.
Yeah, well, you could,
put the logo up!
Put the logo up! What the fuck are you talking about?
There we go.
Yeah, you can, like, call us on Skype.
Yeah.
Our name's Ask Gas Productions.
Yeah, just
add us.
Yeah, don't just add us. And call us. And then whenever we feel like picking up, whenever we address you, maybe we should tell them how this works.
What?
I don't know. This whole webcast. Let's tell them about
Egg
the
roll?
Let's tell them about the
we need egg roll?
First, the mix now. Okay.
Yarrow?
Yeah.
My skin is yarrow.
Yeah, except you're looking at me, so no one knows what the fuck you're doing.
My skin is yarrow. I pee an egg roll and give you fortune cookie. I make a new device. Fortune egg roll cookie.
Alright, we get it. Chinese man. Alright, we get it.
Then you mix it in with rice.
So you're going to call us at Skype.
Ask Gas Forever.
We'll accept you.
That was pretty hard.
If you call us on Skype, we'll accept your call. But you won't be able to... We won't get to you. Don't start talking until we actually address you on Skype. Because otherwise, all things are getting fucked up. And when you're calling, don't pay attention to the stream for what we're saying. Pay attention to your Skype volume.
Because, you know, we're homeless.
Because the Ustream's going to be behind.
I scratched my ass. Delayed. Anyway,
get to the chopper!
I did that in Mr. Kim's class.
Oh, and he was
and
like...
And he was like...
He's like, whoa, what the...
He's like, egg roll? Is that egg roll?
He's Korean. He doesn't make egg rolls.
My leg got blown up in war. I don't know what happened. Egg roll. Egg roll. American put grenade in egg roll, give it to me, blow my ass off. Blow my dick off.
How?
And my nose.
What was he doing with the egg roll by his dick? I don't know. He's like holding an egg roll.
I drunk off with egg roll.
Yes.
But American gave me grenade in egg roll.
We good. Chinese man. All right, we good.
No, Jesus. Korea. Japanese, no.
Whoa, everything's fucking bold. Look at this.
And they got, like, a really big boner.
Alright.
Yep.
Oh. What do you want to talk about? I'm going to talk about Frankie Muniz.
Oh, yeah. Frankie Muniz. Play that bitch.
I'm going to play it in a second.
Oh, where do you... What is this? Farley? Farley Childmolestier?
Farley Childmolestier.
We live in the AGP studios.
Pa.
We live in pa.
We live in poor man.
No.
On Gay Man.
This one, I don't know how long ago this was. This is actually...
99 Gay Man Street.
Poor man, Alaska.
This either was like the day of our last webcast or the day after. Maybe it was the week before. I don't know. But Frankie Muniz was called 911 after, you know, he's the...
Yeah, he had a seizure.
No, not everybody does that. I don't know what he's doing.
No, that's Selena Gomez. Sorry.
He's the star of Malcolm in the Middle, if you remember that.
Remember fucking Big Fat Douchebag?
Yeah, I remember him.
Liar.
We'll just ignore
that fucking movie. I hate that movie so much. I would just want to fuck him in the face. I mean, you know, do it.
All right, so...
Ooh, what are we asking? ASL here?
Yeah, ASL. All right, so can I just explain this fucking story?
No.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're just going to keep talking over each other.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. He likes being in the middle.
He called 911 after him and his girlfriend got into a fight.
Yeah.
And apparently at one point...
He shot off her dick.
TMZ says he shot off her dick. No. He pulled out a gun and throws... Well, this is what the girlfriend said. The girlfriend said to the police that he pulled out a gun and he was threatening to kill himself if she didn't stop beating him up. Oh. Yeah, so a lot of freaky shit.
And going out with a brunt.
Yeah, that was a brunt. No, I had a picture, but unfortunately I didn't send it to you.
You stupid fucking nigger.
Hey.
That guy's black. He's like, whoa, fuck that. Oh,
shit.
They're racist.
Getting the fuck out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But...
Oh, shit! Oh, shit, nigga!
Anyway, he called the 911 hysterical because she was breaking shit around the house. You could hear things in the background, like her yelling in the background.
She broke his glass dildo.
You know, that was a prized possession. Don't joke about those kind of things.
I heard it was sentimental.
No, prized possession. Not sentimental.
Why is everyone not from around here?
All right. Well, anyway, here goes the 911 part of the 911 call. This is from TMZ, so we're stealing their shit. Whatever.
What's going on? My girlfriend... is drunk and she's going crazy.
Okay.
And she's trashing my house. Literally, lamps, everything. And she's going crazy. She's hitting me in the face. I don't know what
she's doing. She's shoving a dildo up my ass. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Are you in a house or an apartment, sir?
I'm in my house, but I don't want there to be a big problem.
Okay, I'm going to get off this and start it. What's your name, sir?
I just want my dildo back.
What is your name, sir? Tell me your name.
I don't want to make a big deal because I'm a celebrity. I don't want there to be a big deal.
Was that it? Oh, was it? Because he's a celebrity, he doesn't want there to be a big deal. That's why he wasn't giving away his name, because he knew that this 911 call was going to get out and people were going to hear it. So he didn't. He's like, he refused to say it until like later on in the clip, like 3 minutes in. He finally decides. He's like, all right, it's Frankie. And he almost sounds like she's trying not to say his name. It's like, Tracy. But whatever, that was the clip. And you're going to fuck yourself now.
That's good.
People are going to record this off their stereo mix, and they're going to be like, all right.
That's Selena Gomez.
It's time to take a break.
Yeah.
Now?
All right.
We have a person watching. We don't want to take a break.
Yeah, we don't want to screw anything.
We lose them.
All right, let's just keep going. Let's just do the break right now.
Do the break right now?
Yeah.
All right. Let's promote some of our shit, though, while we go to somebody here. Just read some of our shit.
Yeah, I don't even need to. All right.
All right, yeah, just...
Just YouTube and everything?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, just everything.
All right, well, you can see our sketch comedy videos on youtube.com/askassproductions. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sketch comedy videos on youtube.com/askassproductions and dailymotion.com/askassproductions.
Oh, Jesus. Go ahead. We'll definitely write that down.
Have you seen the Saved by the Bell episode where the guy is like, there's like really fast talking teacher and everyone's writing like real quick and then the like paper starts smoking?
Nah.
Everyone's sitting there and there's just a huge cloud of smoke and shit coming from the pencil. Anyway, Facebook.com/AskCastProductions, where you could like connect with us. We got like all shit on there. Twitter, you could go connect with us on Twitter. Twitter.com/AskCastProds. You could go to our website, AskCastProductions.wordpress.com. And And, you know, it has all the shit, podcasts, new videos, new shit in my ass, all that other cool stuff.
Yeah, credits for all the music and the sounds and the fucking laughter and the...
Yeah, we'll explain all of it at the end if you really want to have sex with us.
You are now listening to the Ass Gas Productions webcast. W-A-S-S.
W-A-S-S.
We lost our one viewer, and we are ready to roll.
We gotta come up with a good name for our fans.
Fags. Yeah. That's pretty much.
Well, we have to make up Chomp Chang.
Chomp Chang? We gotta make up Chomp Chang.
I need aggro. All
right, enough.
No.
All right. Alan McCabe, my buddy. Here we are again. Me and Alan McCabe meet once again here on the AGP Webcast. The song you just heard was just titled Track 14 by The Nosebleeds on their self-titled album. And that was off Human and Human Records, a record company run by Alan McCabe, who allowed us to use his music pretty much freely for this.
Thank you.
Our opening song, Second Helping, by Salsa Windfall, is by his record company as well. And we also like to thank Joe DeRosa, who sings the song. And was the leader of that band.
Wasn't Alan McCabe coming out with like a new album or something?
Yes, they just finished, or are just about to finish, recording their new album, Cult Sponge. Unfortunately, you know, there's no release date yet. You know, they still have to go through all the probes production, whatever. But nonetheless, be on the lookout for that. Go to humanandhumanrecords.com and check out all that shiznatch. I think that was the cleanest promotion I think I've done. Usually I'm stumbling over my words when I do it. I think I did it pretty good there.
All right, now I have to try to do one of those.
Now next week I will completely fuck up. But that's it. That's, forgot to mention that was his band Head Flap. Fuck! That's the name of his band. But just check out humanhumanrecords.com. Alright.
Vibrators.
Vibrators is exactly not what I wanted to talk about. Okay. Hey. What the fizzuk? Okay. All right, so we're talking about Frankie Muniz. We talked about the doctor and the reconstruction of a 12-year-old anus. We talked about Justin Bieber's new haircut. Miley, Selena, we did that. Okay, so let me go over here and end this webcast. what the fuck was the other thing? Justin Bieber wants to visit this Playboy mansion. That was another stupid story. Good. Brian and he has the longest takes the longest.
I don't
drink.
Feel like taking it, putting it down.
I know, that's what I like. I like putting things down and then sucking them back in.
So you spread them on the table and then you suck it back up.
Yes. Really, you know what? I only have a rusty knife and an iPad hooked.
What a wide range of things.
Yes, yeah, yes. We do pretty much talk about anything, don't we? So, so what's the iPad? There was a story. There's like 700 million Android tablets, but the iPad beat them all out It gained 93% of all tablet sales.
Completely. Wait, did we talk about Justin Bieber wanting to visit the Playboy house?
I know, I was just about to say.
Oh, right.
Anyway, but that's what I have. I don't have an iPad. I have this. Ta-da!
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
No, it's not. It's actually pretty good. I'm one of
6,100,000?
6% of the douchebags who didn't get the iPad. No. See? It's from Arcup. There you go. I just
made what the hell was that?
I just made a little ad for them. They better start sending me free products.
Wait, what? You did what?
Arcus. They just got a little ad for it. I said, it's a great product.
I just said. Oh, I thought you said app. We got to make our fucking AGB app.
Go right ahead.
I can't, though. Fucking app invented.
It still costs $100, $25 to put it on.
I know, but that's $25 versus $100.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to, like, you know how the weather app looks? Go on the weather app. Because I want to show you really what I want to do.
The weather app?
The weather app. Isn't there a weather app that comes with it?
Yeah, I guess.
You didn't realize that there was a weather app?
Yeah, I know, but what do you mean? Why am I looking at my weather app?
Just go.
How do you know what my weather app looks like?
Well, I just taken, you know, the one from... I thought all the Android things came with it, because...
This is all I have. Oh, there's a network error. It's not connected to the network. Hold on. Here it goes.
All right.
Bow, bow, bow. I don't know if this comes with all the Androids. I know this comes with this.
That's not the one, but...
Oh.
There's one where...
Anyway, it does this thing.
There's cool. One, and if you want to do this free for us... On Apple's, for like an app or something, for the iPhone and for the Android, go ahead and do that. But what I want to do is, with Father's Weather app, there's like, you know, there's the screen, of course, and then there's like a box that shows like the actual weather, like you had on the top. And I was going to have like our latest video, like that's where our latest video would be. And then like, maybe on the bottom you would have like different things, like you could go to like select AGP Live or whatever. And then,
Yeah.
But I don't know what I would put on the right side. Yeah, because like...
Nah, that video would be really small, just in that little corner. Wouldn't it? On his phone? On the tablet, it would be no problem, but like on a phone, it'd be...
Oh, yeah, well... I need...
You know, because like, look at that.
And I need your...
Video here and something.
I need your and your thing, so I could test the fucking app out.
Yeah.
Because Father's doesn't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, see, well, that's one of the shitty tablets that they put out.
Yeah.
So.
Now I feel bad. Yeah. Anyway.
Weird.
So, yeah. I have this shit planned out already. I just want to fuck.
Alright.
Alright, let's go.
Oh, yeah. So that bullshit story about Justin Bieber going to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, well, he wants to go to Playboy Mansion, apparently.
It was really Hugh Hefner said that he invited them to. That's all it was.
And he's allowed to go when he's under 18.
Yeah, so. No, you can't make it illegal to go to somebody's house.
Yo, do the girls actually get naked, or are they just in
bikinis? No, they usually don't.
Because I've seen inside there.
I've seen it.
I know a pool guy that cleaned the shit out of
the
pool.
I know a gardener. And he doesn't really do anything. He just kind of just walks around the lawn. I don't really get to see anything there. But he usually works during the day, too, so I don't really get to see anything. But you get my point. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
All right. Let's go to the...
All right. Hold on. I got to stop it.
What do you got?
All right. What do you have?
You forgot our overlay again.
Fuck you in the ass.
Put the Skype one up. Just leave the Skype one up.
All right, whatever. Do the crystal
week. Nah, I don't want to do it now.
Do it over again.
All right, no. But yeah. No, but yeah. All right. So, your curse of the week this week is vagesticles. Noun. Plural. testicle-like protrusions from a vaginal canal that regularly drop out while you were trying to get in with that guy you found at the club. How many fucking times are these things going to drop down in the middle of sex? Lord, why did you give me testicles in my vagina? In a sentence, I can no longer deal with the pain of dating because last time I was with a girl, I tried to insert my schlong when all of a sudden a set of vagesticles dropped down. Vagesticles.
We have to make a shirt called We have to start making shirts of like famous quotes on the
Yeah.
Like Friday Night Franks does that.
Yeah, they also have viewers. Oh, I just dissed myself.
All right. I just had sex with a dog. Here in the AGP studios. All right, well, I was watching.
That was your...
Hey, it's the curse of the week. Go f*** yourself.
All right. It's so weird that we do that.
All right, yeah, so what were you going to say?
I was watching Married Children. that's getting a little ridiculous. I was watching... Wait, what the fuck are you doing?
I just wanted to see if I could point to my Skype. See my Skype button. Call Skype. Watch the show live and call in. Skype. Okay.
And Jews.
No Jews. No, alright. Yeah, why Jews. No, of course Jews. We love Jews.
Alright. Anyway, we had sex with a Jew once. Alright, I was watching Married with Children this morning at like 5 in the morning. And Kelly was really upset because, like, her, like bud died or whatever.
She had vagesticles.
And there was a fucking, like, priest that came in to, like, because Kelly, like, they said that, like, Kelly needed closure because he died.
Yeah.
And excuse me, sir.
Sir.
You're trying to do a show.
Turn this off. Okay.
Hey. Turn your phone off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this wouldn't be acceptable if you were in a fucking doctor's office.
What if he was on a fucking studio set? He's on the set of fucking The Tonight Show.
Can you shut the fuck up? I don't need times, bitch.
Alright, yes.
Anyway, and there was this priest that came in, and he was so fucking funny.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he was like a weird, like, sounded like a Spanish guy. And, like, Jefferson was just sitting there with, like, Marcy, like, over here. And she was doing this weird, like weird fucking like, yeah. thing. Everyone just standing there, like, looking around. And then, like, they were talking about some sexual thing. And, you know, I have everything turned into a sexual joke. And, he said something that was like, something that he said. And then Jefferson was like, oh yeah, I don't have to worry about that. And then Marcy's like, oh, well, he wasn't talking about that. And then the priest was like, yeah, actually I was. Like, it's just like stupid shit like that.
Oh no, we need the
there's some. Yeah, whatever. That's basically. And Mr. Pope.
Mr. Pope? Is a teacher of yours?
Yeah, social studies teacher. Second period. Seventh
on the master of yours.
you know how he looks like? He has like the red hair and like, you know, looks like a regular ginger.
Yeah.
And he said that when he was in college, he had a shitload of piercings and blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
it's strange. Like, wow, you don't think that guy had blonde hair and a shitload of piercings.
Yeah. What if you just start trashing him on this?
Oh, I fucking hate you!
Really trashing him, and it got back to him, and then he killed him.
And speaking of teachers.
Then he took you in the closet. come with me, bro. Into the closet.
Yeah, show me the skeleton.
He just like pushes in the wall and there's like a closet there. It's just like magic. He pulls a book off the bookshelf.
Sure. It's like, the bookshelf like moves around.
Yeah, and flips and twirls.
Like a cat?
Be flipping.
Like the Selena Gomez.
No, nothing like that.
Oh. Anyway.
Everything comes down now. All right, yeah.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
This fucking screen is just worthless. I mean, let me move this so I can, so the thing doesn't get fucking raped. All right, yeah, keep going.
He said that his teachers said that, oh, you're never going to get anywhere in life because, like, you're a punk rocker. And what, like, he must, I would feel so stupid if I was that teacher that said that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that teacher was probably like, is probably sitting there like, ah, fuck, why'd I say that?
Yeah.
Now he's a fucking, like, huge band.
Instead of respecting me, now he just thinks I'm a jerk off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking douchebags.
Whatever. She can live her unhappy. Welcome oh, yeah, the knife in the head. This is pretty interesting, if you remember what the fuck it is.
Fuck me in the ass. Maybe kill a Jew tonight, and then, like, shit on my...
Oh, no, I hit the camera.
Fuck it. Suck it. Sick. Suck it. Slick inside.
What the
fuck
hell
my dog
about?
In the asshole, then nick his fucking balls. Right. Do a dude and... Wait, slick it and slide. Is that what it says? Anyway, all just right. Go watch Hannah Montana movie.
All right.
So what the hell is this about?
You use the power of touch every day.
Yes, I like how we're playing an ad on the air.
The healing power of touch just got.
It refuses to turn off. All right.
Good thing we stopped it before the name was.
Healing power of touch of Tylenol.
Titch, cock, ass, nigger, G.
All right, so
fucker.
This is a Chinese man. This is an x-ray of a Chinese man's head.
Of course the Chinese man has the fucking knife.
Yeah,
because
he's a fucking
head.
Dummy. But, he had this knife. Apparently
the
fuck he
that?
Was...
What the hell
is
that?
I don't know. It's some... Oh, this is the guy. It's the video of that guy.
Oh.
holy shit, look at that knife. Anyway.
Well, look at how... How the fuck does that happen?
Anyway, he got stabbed somehow, and he never told anybody or said anything about it. It's said here that he didn't even know, I think, for a while. He claims to not have known that the blade broke off and stayed there when he was stabbed. So the blade, when he was stabbed, the blade broke off in his skull. He didn't even know.
But what the fuck is this? Look on the right.
I know. Doesn't that look like a handle?
Like it's out of his head.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming out of jutting out of his head.
Now, how the fuck... That guy must have really been pissed at that guy to hit him that fucking hard.
I know.
To go through your skull.
That went pretty deep.
Look at that. Any, like, fucking... Like, an inch over, you would have fucking died. From dick penetration.
Wait a second. I think that was a knife.
Yeah, it's actually a sharpened dildo.
This fucking thing is just playing more and more. Anyway, yeah, so... Anyway, eventually, this guy, I guess, found out. Let me see here what happened.
It's just constant noise from me.
Yeah. All right, anyway... The doctor said that, sir, while it doesn't make sense that he didn't know it was there, you know, considering the excruciating pain, it is possible for it to stay in there. Anyway, it's real rusty. I guess from being with all the air and the moisture and shit, it wound up rusting inside his fucking head.
That must fucking suck. But he's a fucking Asian guy, and he did it to himself, so.
There goes that picture.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what that is right there. I don't know if that's...
That's the knife.
Oh yeah, see, there is nothing on the end of it.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what that is. There must be some sort of anomaly.
Dick in there?
I don't know what that is, but that's the knife. I think they're holding it and they're showing where it was. Because I think that's the actual knife. And then that's just the x-ray. Anyway, super.
Obviously, the actual knife is going to come out like that.
Too bad they can't see it. Okay, but anyway.
All right.
It doesn't really matter if you can see it. Fuck you. Okay.
Jake break. Actually, you know what? Well, here, let's just say Miley.
Mother's a junkie. Mother's a junkie. Mother's a junkie.
Fucker in the ass.
Mother's a junkie. Mother's a junkie. Mother's a junkie.
Fucker in the ass. As an Asian correspondent to that.
Sling's not a junkie, fucker in the ass. Sling's not a junkie, sling's not a junkie, sling's not a junkie, fucker in the ass. Sling's not a junkie, sling's not a junkie, sling's not a junkie, fucker in the ass.
Why was she like that? I can't understand what the fuck she was doing.
Your confusion over this is just beyond me. It's just her with a camera doing this.
Yeah, like she's fucking gargling on different cocks.
No, it's nothing like
she's
that.
Like, wait, hold on. I gotta get, like, this side's not wet enough. Hold on. Wait, hold on.
Fuck off.
Hold on. Let me see if I can work out, like, work up a fart. Alright, if I do this, I'm gonna shit my pants. I know. Well, you can hear my shit coming out of my ass.
Then. Right, no. But the question is, what did the booba think of your fart?
Joe, if you molest me. Then the FBI comes fucking.
That was the glass breaking.
Wait, no.
That button right up. Oh. No, that's the volume. Up.
There you go.
Finally. <geez. laughs> This one over here is for, like, if you're saying, like, those are dirty, you know?
Oh, that kind of interrupts the entire thing.
Yeah. That's the purpose.
Hold on, let's turn this down! Alright, let's go. Wow, we almost actually made it to an hour and a half. We almost didn't make it over the dick
point. Wait, this is yours.
what are you doing?
What if I just keep pulling it? It's like...
It's like, what if, like, there's, like, a little, like tissue. You're
just getting pulled. That'd be funny, like, in the middle of it, I'm just, like, thinking at it. You're, like, talking about fucking Silly to Go with, and I'm just like... Just keeps going. It'd be funny if I had it all wrapped, all within my body. Where are you going?
Nowhere. I was picking up a pen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good memory. No.
Selena Gomez comes in.
Yeah, actually, but by the time the podcast comes, most of the things have been within like 20 minutes of each other. There's that one show we did 3 hours, I cut it down to an hour and 57 minutes.
Yeah, that sucks.
No, it doesn't suck, because a lot of it was just filler. We weren't saying anything. All the stories are still in there, though. Oh, no. The ones with the pictures weren't in there. Like Katy Perry, that one wasn't in there. But that's the only...
So Miley Cyrus isn't going to be in this one?
No, probably not.
You should keep her in there, because she has a nice big tit now.
I don't know. What am I going to keep it in there for? No one knows what we're talking about.
We should sell a DVD version of us live and uncut.
Nah!
Who are live on a DVD. Someday that'll actually happen, but yeah.
No. Okay,
Well, who's gonna buy a DVD? Probably not there.
Me. You know what? That kind of goes along, yeah. Wait. Wait, it starts... Then it moves to this.
Wait, no. It's this. I have a boner.
Thanks for listening. And then it's gonna go... Wait, then there's this. Then there's this.
Join!
And then there's this. Oh, it locked up. Right in the middle of my thing. And then finally, there's this.
All right, now let me do it all together.
I have a boner. Thanks for listening.
Join.
So now that was definitely a better finish, man.
Yep. All right. Oh shit! Do you guys ever stop clapping?
Yeah, just like the toilet. They just yeah. Yes, that was good. Yes. You did do a good job shitting in that toilet. Yes. Gotta make the little.
They just made the biggest shit in the world. Shit.
Yeah, you're a stupid piece of
Shit.
Tic-tac. You're a dumb motherfucker. Yeah, that was sad.
Oh.
You want to either boom, boom, just get it. Oh, all right, relax.
All right, let's go.
All right, so
this is the AGP webcam.
Nobody called it to Skype,
Mr.
Riley Armadillo.
But I
I
just want to remind you folks who are watching this after the
fact, don't call now.
That you can watch this live Saturdays at 8 p.m. And if I do this anymore, I'm gonna break my arm.
Let me touch
the Skype bubble. Let me touch. Yes.
What if it popped?
Yes. And then you can call us live while we're on the air.
Oh shit, dude! I gotta air out my ass.
And you could talk about Miley Cyrus's growing tits as well.
I gotta air out my.
And you can also.
I have to.
I have to.
I have to.
I have to.
I
have to. I have to.
Doesn't that, look at the sound difference.
I have to. I have to.
I have to. I have to.
Yes, it is very strange. I don't know what that's about.
All right. Catch our videos, our sketch comedy videos at youtube.com/askgasproductions and dailymotion.com/askgasproductions. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/askgasprods with all the latest updates of shit on cock.
Yes.
And then you could go on facebook.com/askgasproductions to connect with us, like our page. You could also go to our website at askgasproductions.wordpress.com, and you got all the shit, like new videos, podcasts, everything. Actually, we just uploaded our
Grammys person. No segues. I don't have it, sorry. Mother's a junkie! Fucker in there. Actually, it's Destiny something.
It is?
Yeah, Destiny something. Cyrus.
Okay. Why is she always... Why is, like... In every one of her, like, non-whore...
Wait, hold on. Just 1 second. Just look at this. All right, now keep talking. All
right. Why in every one of her, like, non-slutty songs that they always have, like, a butterfly flies away? And then there's like, the butterfly flies away. That's another song.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
She just always uses butterfly.
Sounds so sweet without putting any.
Get the best of both worlds. The butterfly flies away every day.
Yeah, see? It's good. Alright,
Alright, anyway, you could go on askgasproductions.wordpress.com.
We just kind of did that, didn't we?
Yeah, I know.
You could get, all right.
You go on iTunes. If you go on our website or Facebook, you could get our iTunes for our videos and our AGP Live past webcast. You could go, if you have like a feed reader or something, go to feeds.feedburner.com/askgasproductions for our, you know.
Sketch videos.
Our sketch comedy videos. And you go to feeds.feedburner.com/AGP Live. For our past webcast. Thank you, and have a big dick in your ass. Bye-bye!